Hi, everybody. So glad you could come tonight. I just want to say a little bit about Robert Schumann for those of you who don't know. He was one of the great Romantic composers, and he fell deeply in love with the daughter of his piano teacher, who actually turned out to be one of the greatest pianists of her time. And the piano teacher, Clara's father, was very much against the marriage, but love persisted, and they did get married. And then Robert Schumann went on to have a very, very difficult, stormy inner life and developed a mental illness and died very tragically in a mental hospital. And his music reflects some of his turbulent inner life. And the piece we're going to play, this piano quintet, starts out, it's called, the first movement is called Allegro Brillante, and you'll hear the opening is very, in a way, bombastic, a lot of celebratory, bombastic chords. But what I'd encourage you to listen for is some of the tender spots in the movement, especially there's a gorgeous little duet between the cellist and the violist, which I think is a real high point of the piece. So just listen for that. Listen for the moments of tenderness hidden in the bombast. One can think of this movement as love triumphs over bombast.
Thank you. Janice is doing the miracle change from viola to violin. And the next piece we're going to play is actually a Christmas piece. It's English composer John Rutter's What Sweeter Music. And it was arranged for string quartet by violinist Michael Huff, who is the son of Larry and Gundula Huff. And Larry Huff was the village pastor here in 2005-2006. Eileen is going to read just a few verses of 16th century Robert Herrick's beautiful words that inspired John Rutter.
Thank you, Nancy. I got to wondering, as we played this lovely arrangement of what is a choral piece, what the words are. I knew what the opening words were, so Nancy has secured them for us, and I'm very glad to know what they are myself, and I thought you might like to know them too. The poem's title is What Sweeter Music, and Robert Herrick lived 1591 to 1674. What sweeter music can we bring than a carol for to sing the birth of this our heavenly king? Awake the voice, awake the string. Why does the chilling winter's morn smile like a field beset with corn, or smell like a meadow newly shorn thus on the sudden? Come and see the cause why things thus fragrant be. 'Tis he is born, whose quickening birth gives life and luster, public mirth to heaven and the under earth. We see him come and know him ours, who with his sunshine and his showers turns all the patient ground to flowers, turns all the patient ground to flowers. What sweeter music can we bring than a carol for to sing the birth of this our heavenly king?
Thank you. Hi, I want to tell you a little bit about our piece we are playing tonight. My name is Karen. I actually am working in the Village in media. It has been a joy to play with Gail and Chris this week. I think we need to give Chris a really big hand because she's worked her tail off this week. So we're playing a trio that is transcribed from a septet by Beethoven, and we are playing the first movement, and we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Years ago, before I took up cello, I was a recorder player and played in an ensemble that did a lot of fun things. And the Mozart Requiem has always been one of my favorites. So I was looking for a movement that I could arrange for four recorders. And Senator ended up with the Recordari, one of the more beautiful movements in it. And so I did an arrangement. It was fairly successful. We performed it probably a half dozen different times. And then put it away when I got interested in cello. And then about a year ago, I said, hey, I should get that old arrangement out and redo it for cellos. And I did. Unfortunately, the one part for the first cello is way up here. And you have to have a cellist who's comfortable playing up there. Fortunately, Gail is capable of it. So when we first got together and practiced, I knew, that's the combination we needed. So again, Mozart's Recordari, which means remember, in terms of the, this is from his Requiem Mass, and we'll play it. Thank you.
After hearing Alexa's lecture on the symbolism of Bach, the theological symbolism and so on, and we went, boy, this piece is threes all over the place, because it's three violins, three violas, three cellos, three different instruments. And it is so interesting. And one of the things you'll want to listen for is that sometimes the themes go from violins to violas to cellos, and sometimes they go from the first part of each section to the second player in each section to the third player in each section. And sometimes there are bits that go, say, within the violins. The first violin has it, the second violin has it, the third violin has it. And then he passes it on down. So what's really fun with this particular piece, but you can't do it here, sorry, but it would be cool if you could watch it from up there and listen, because then you see this incredible choreography that happens among the parts. It's great fun. Well, now, Nancy, she says, we hope. Well, of course it is. So we've been having great fun with this. It's a fun piece. You're going to get, this is called, we can call this Bach in the Round, I guess, you know, because it's behind you. And by the way, I want to thank Laura Norton for doing our beautiful program up here with the calligraphy. That's really cool. So I'm going to grab my viola and my part, and this is the third Brandenburg. For those that don't know, that there are essentially two sections, one in duple meter, and then another section very dance-like in triple meter, with this crazy little two chords in between to link it together. And during those two chords, Chris will give a little, you know, little fancy on the piano. So, yeah. And if you have been enjoying the music all week and enjoying the concert tonight, please communicate that to Holden Village, because this is kind of an experiment and we sure want to do it again. But if they hear from a bunch of you of how much you enjoyed it, that helps too. Thank you.
Thank you.